مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Stay.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, Silsila Blessings of Hadith. In this Silsila, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss selected a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, particularly from Mishkat Sharif. Today we would be discussing the first hadith of Mishkat Sharif from Kitab al-Iman. That Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that once we were in the holy court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suddenly a man appeared whose clothes were very white and his hair were very dark, and there were no signs of traveling upon this person, and none of us knew him till he sat down in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, joining his knees with the blessed knees of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he kept his hands on his thighs. And he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform me about Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam is that you should bear evidence that there is no worthy of worship but Allah azza wa jal, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Establish salat, pay your zakat, which is the poor due, and fast in the month of Ramadan, and undertake the journey of Hajj, Hajj of Baytullah, if you can afford. Qala sadaqta. So the man said that you have said the truth. And we were wondering, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we were wondering that he's asking, And then he is confirming. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, inform me about Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to believe in Allah and to believe in angels and in the prophets and in the day of judgment, and also believe in the destiny, being good or bad, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, you are truthful. And he asked, tell me about Ihsan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Him. And if you cannot do this, then at least visualize that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching you. And then he said, inform me about the day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to this question by saying that the questioned one does not know more than the questioner. Then he said, okay, inform me about the signs of Qiyamah, the signs of Day of Judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that a slave girl will give birth to her master, and those who are barefoot and naked and poor, shepherds of goats and sheep, they will be living in palaces and in mansions. The reporter says, then the questioner went away and I stayed for a while in the court of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, O Umar, do you know who is the questioner? Who is this person who came to ask these questions? I said, Allah and His Rasul know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that was Jibreel alayhi salam. He came to teach you your deen. Up to here was the narration of Sahih al-Muslim. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated the similar hadith with few different words. And in the narration of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned that you would see bare feet and naked and those who are dumb and deaf will become the kings on this earth. And then he said, Qiyamah is, or the Day of Judgment is from the five things which only Allah knows. And then he read this ayat, عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ, to the end of the ayat. This hadith is muttafaqun alayh. It means that it is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari and it is mentioned in Sahih al-Muslim. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in this long hadith-e-mubarakah, we heard that a man suddenly appeared in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who was that man? This man was Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, who came in the form of human being. And it is proven that sometimes Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam used to come in the form of human beings. Like, he came to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maryam the Mary, the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. He came to her in the form of a male. And he also used to come in the form of Hazrat Sayyidina Dahiya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and bring revelation and wahi to beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Angels are created from light and they can change their shapes. They're not masculine, they're not feminine. As the definition of angel has been given in Arabic language, huwa jismun nuriyun يَتَشَكَّلُوا بِأَشْكَالٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ لَا يُذَكَّرُوا وَلَا يُؤَنَّثُ. Angel is a body of light and they can have different shapes and they're not masculine, they're not feminine. And then we have something called jinn. Jinns can also have different forms, they can change their forms and they are created from fire. As the definition of jinn is given, huwa jismun nariyun yatashakkalu bi ashkalin mukhtalifatin yudhakkaru wa yu'annathu. That jinn is a body of fire. They can have different shapes, but they are masculine and they are feminine. But when any angel or any jinn changes the form, the ruh, the soul, would be the same. Ruh would not change, or the soul would not change. Therefore, this different formation cannot be called reincarnation, as some religions believe. And then it's mentioned in this hadith that his clothes were very white and his hair were very dark. It means that he was not a traveler. Otherwise, some amount of dust would have been felt on his clothes or on his face or on his hair. It seemed that he did not travel from a long distance. Must also keep in mind that the hair or the cloth which are mentioned for Jibreel Amin alayhi salam in this hadith mubarakah, that was the effect of his coming into the form of human being. Otherwise, the nuri creations, the lightful creations, are free from dressing or free from colors and dark hair or white clothes, etc. But when they change the form, then the rules are different. And then those rules which are applied on humans would be applied on them as well. For example, the incident of angels who are known as Harut and Marut. When they came in the form of human being, they used to eat, they used to drink, and they used to live like any normal human being. And the asa, the stick of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that's from Jannat. That is a lightful creation. But when it became a snake, a huge snake, when it changed its form, then that asa, that stick, at all the snakes and many other things. So similarly, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Nuri Bashar. It means that he is light, he is Nur, but he came in the form of human being. So he used to eat, he used to drink, he got married, he had children. Those are the effects of the side of Bashariyat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast for days and days, which are called Sawme Visal, and there used to be no iftari, no sehri, and that was the manifestation of his lightful reality. And even till now, we know that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is in heavens, he's in the skies, and he's there from many centuries. He doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, and that is the manifestation of Nuraniyat, of light. And then we learn in this hadith mubarakah that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that none of us knew him. If he was from Madinatul Munawwara, then he would have been known to some of the people who were sitting there. But he was unknown to every person. That means he came from somewhere else. He did not come from Madinatul Munawwara. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew him very well, which we will learn when we discuss further the context of Hadith Mubarakah. He came and he sat down very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That mean Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew who he was. Otherwise, he would have asked him, "Who are you? And why are you sitting so close to me?" And then Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam sat down in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dozanu. Dozanu means sitting in attahiyat position. As we sit in salat in attahiyat position, that was the position that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam sat in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us something very important. Today when we go to Madinatul Munawwara and we make the ziyarah, we visit the blessed grave of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama ikram have said that you must stand like you are standing in the salat. Your hands are folded and your gaze are low and you're standing with respect. In the similar way as you stand in salat, you should stand in front of Rauda Mubarak, the blessed grave of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Jibreel Amin alayhi salam sat in the position of attahiyat, as the standing is one of the posture of salat, similarly sitting in the attahiyat position is also one of the postures of salat. So that means you can sit in the position of attahiyat or you can stand in the position of qiyam in the salat. Both are allowed. It is not haram when you show respect to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, to make sajda or to ruku, that is haram and that is not allowed. Then we learn that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam asked, what about iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him an answer that one should say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Only the kalima is mentioned, but all the aqaid of Islam, all the beliefs of Islam are meant. Like sometimes we say, reading Alhamdulillah is wajib in the salat. This does not mean that one can read Alhamdulillah only and then join the surah. No, it means that read the full surah, read the Surah Al-Fatiha completely. So it's a short name, it's a short form of calling Surah Fatiha, read Alhamdulillah. So when it is said, read Shahada, it means confirm and endorse each and every aqidah of Islam. So therefore, if any sect who read Shahada and they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but they deny any of the essentials of religion, they deny any of Zururiyat Deen, they are out of the fold of Islam, and mere reading Kalama or Tayyiba or Kalama of Shahada would not give them any benefit. Then we learn in this Hadith Mubarakah that Sahaba Ikram were wondering that this man is very funny, that he asks questions and then he confirms. Asking question is a sign that he doesn't know, but confirming is the sign that he knows. So we learn a very principle that when you confirm something, that means you have the knowledge of it. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the knowledge of all the previous books. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who endorses what is with you. And that means the books. We cannot really understand the vastness of the knowledge of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we learn in this Hadith Mubarakah that taqdeer was mentioned. And what was meant by that sentence, that we should believe that every good or bad destiny is in the knowledge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and it has been written down already. The meaning of taqdeer is to measure. And then the taqdeer is of two types. One is called taqdeer-e-mubram, and other taqdeer is called taqdeer-e-muallak. Taqdeer-mubram is that which can never be changed. It is fixed. And taqdeer-muallak is that which can be changed with dua or with good deeds. Iblis, the shaitan, made dua that, O Allah, give me long life, increase me in my age. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْصَرِينَ, surely you are given long life. And with the dua of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam's age became 100 years from 60 years. His original age was 60 years. But when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made dua for him, his age became 100 years. So that means, with the dua, if it is under taqdeer-e-muallak, the taqdeer can be changed and people's age can also be increased. Then we learn in this hadith-e-mubarakah that when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your condition must be such as if you are seeing Him. What it means? It means that you should have so much fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal when you are worshipping Him in your heart. And you should be so careful in performing your actions that as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you should be doing when you are in the ibadat with that feeling that you are seeing your Lord. And similarly, if you cannot reach that level, then at least your condition must be such that Allah is watching you. But this should be the condition of every Muslim at all times. But in ibadat, in worship, this condition must be apparent more, must be present more. Then the ibadat will become easy. Because when you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, you will be more careful. You will concentrate on your ibadat and try to control your thoughts. And the presence of mind and presence of heart can be attained if one feels that way, that my Lord is watching me. So this is what our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, and this is what is called ihsan. In other words, ihsan is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is bestowed upon a person in the form of sincerity, in the form of khulus. And this is actually the beginning of tasawwuf. This is the beginning of Sufism. This is the beginning of Ruhaniya and spirituality. To be mukhlis, to be sincere in the cause of Islam, in the cause of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and to serve His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with love and sincerity. And then we learn that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam asked that, Ya Rasulullah, tell me about Qiyamah. When the Qiyamah is coming, which is the day, which is the month, which is the year. This tells us that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam believed, it was the aqeedah, the belief of Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted the knowledge of Qiyamah. Because you normally ask something from someone about whom you believe or you think that he knows. For example, when people go to ulama-i-kiram and they ask questions, why don't they go to a laborer? When they want to ask a shari question, why they don't go to a carpenter? Why they don't go to a builder? Because they know that alim-e-deen is the person who got the knowledge. That's why they go to ask. They go to him and they ask him. So Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asks him the question about the Qiyamah. That means Jibreel Amin alayhi salam had this belief, had this aqidah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows about Qiyamah. Because his questioning was not to test the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Neither his intention was to belittle Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or to show that he doesn't know much. Indeed, that wasn't his intention. He didn't come to check him out. He didn't come to test the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't come to show that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is weak in knowledge. What was his real reason to ask from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Qiyamah? Because he believed, he knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows with the bestowal, with the grant of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell him, and he did not tell him for a reason, and that reason we will discuss it. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave many informations regarding Qiyamah. For example, he even told the month, in which month the Qiyamah is coming. That's the month of Muharram. He even gave the date that it would be the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. He even told us the day, and that would be the day of Jum'ah. But due to some other reasons and wisdoms, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give exact year of establishment of Qiyamah. And there's a reason for that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem that Qiyamah will come all of a sudden. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed everyone about exact time, the year, month, the day, the date, and then everybody would know about Qiyamah, even a child would know when the Qiyamah is coming, then what is mentioned in Quran Kareem that Qiyamah would come all of a sudden would not remain truthful. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not to belie the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there to confirm Quran Kareem. And this is from the secrets of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not open this secret. And then we learn something very beautiful. When Jibreel Amin alayhi salam asked him, tell me about Qiyamah, he said, the questioned one doesn't know more than the questioner. What it means? It means that, O Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, as much as you know about Qiyamah, I know. That means I don't know more than you. We both know about it. But these are the secrets of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal which cannot be disclosed. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know about Qiyamah, his answer would have been La a'lamu or La adri. I don't know. It is not in my knowledge. Therefore, I cannot inform you. But rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such a beautiful and wise answer, not to get into the discussion or go further or get into detail, is that the questioned one doesn't know more than the questioner. So this is the most beautiful answer that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given. Alhamdulillah, the many ulama ikram, they believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given the knowledge of Qiyamah, as it is mentioned in Tafsir Sawi and many other tafasir and the sharuhat of Hadith Mubarakah. Then Jibreel Amin alayhi salam asked about some signs of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the signs of Qiyamah. And one sign which was mentioned, that a slave girl will give birth to her master. What it means? It means that the children would be disobedient to their parents. In other words, the son would treat his mother as if she is a slave girl. So in this sense, it is said that she would give birth to her master. And we are seeing this sign. We are seeing that children are becoming disobedient, and they insulting their parents, and they treating their mothers as if they are their slaves, and they are just there to work for them, they're just there to wash their clothes, they're just there to cook their foods, they're just there to help them out in all other matters, but there is no respect in the hearts of children today. So this sign is very visible, and we can see it that it is happening. And then it is mentioned that certain people who are mean and they don't come from noble families and they are low class, but their condition would change. There would be such revolution in the world that those who are mean, they suddenly would become rich. And they will be living in palaces and they will be living in mansions. And we are seeing that happening today. And then, something that we learn very beautiful in this Hadith Mubarakah, and that confirms the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And this was the adab, the respect that Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmain showed towards Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, "Oh Umar, do you know who was that person?" He said, "Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam." Allah and His Rasul know best. From this statement, we learn two very important maslas of Sharia. One, to mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together with the mentioning of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is not shirk. Rather, it is the sunnah and the way of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in. So, we can say, Allah and His Rasul know. We can say, may Allah and His Rasul bless you. We can say, may Allah and His Rasul be merciful upon you. We can say, that may Allah and His Rasul be good with you. And second issue that we learn from this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that this questioner was Jibreel alayhi salam. Otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have said, "I also don't know." When he asked him, "O Umar, do you know who was this person?" And he said, "Allah and His Rasul know." And if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know, he would have said, "I also don't know." But that wasn't the answer of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He informed Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that that was Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. And in this Hadith Mubarakah, it is mentioned that he came to teach you your deen. What it means? That he came and he asked questions in front of you so you can hear the answers, and through that you can learn your deen. So this is a beautiful way of learning and educating. For example, if you are sitting in the company of an alim-e-deen and you know certain issues, But you know that many Muslims are misinformed or uninformed regarding those issues. And you, if you ask question with the intention that everybody can hear the answer and they can have the knowledge, it is very good, and this is the way of Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. So sometimes we sit in the company of Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiyah. We have seen Nigran Shura, we have seen other Arakeen Shura, and even Muftis who sit with Amir Ahl Sunnat. They ask sometimes certain questions, answers of which they know, but the intention is mostly so maximum of the people can be informed and can get the knowledge of Sharia. And the name of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam is in Ibrani language. This is very useful and interesting information. The meaning of Jibreel is Abdullah, mean servant or slave of Allah. Jibr, it means Abd. And Eel means Allah in Ibrani language. So that is the meaning of the name of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. And then in this Hadith Mubarakah we learn that only Allah has the knowledge of five things. And which are those five things which are mentioned at the end of Surah Luqman? That when the Qiyamat will come, when the rain will come, what is in the womb of the mother, what will I do tomorrow, where will I die? So it's mentioned that only Allah knows these things. It means that nobody can know them with guess. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs anyone, then they can know. So therefore, many of the ulama and scholars believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given the knowledge of five things which are mentioned in the last ayat of Surah Luqman. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, stay in touch with the Mahawal of Dawat Islami and Madani channel, and you would have many, many opportunities to learn beautiful things about our beautiful deen, inshallah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
مبلغ for you is my prayer may you keep ascending success share مبلغ for you is my prayer May you keep ascending success still.